Well, a therapeutic first hour for many of you Raider fans out there. We greatly appreciate it. If you want to call, vent, text, vent, whatever it may be. I know a lot of Raider fans not only are frustrated with the way the season went, but are frustrated with the way the season ended yesterday. And it did, make no mistake about it. It ended yesterday. You know, they were already, there was really no need to mention this because of what happened with the Raiders last night. And obviously there's so much controversy surrounding the Cowboys win over the Raiders with the index card, the Michael Crabtree concussion, being removed from the game. And then, of course, the out of the end zone fumble from Derek Carr. But they were in a pretty bad spot because the Chiefs beat the Chargers on Saturday night.
Yeah, they really smoked them.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
The Raiders really needed the Chargers to get that, and they would have – they lost control of their destiny, so to speak, when the Chiefs won. Now it's all completely inconsequential.
Yeah, now it's, are they going to finish with 8 wins or 6 wins, 7? I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to win in Philly and L.A.
And no matter what the answer is, Jason, it's a disappointment.
Yep, no matter how it ends. Yeah, and they're not going to make the playoffs. And some decisions, I think, are going to be made. We're getting a lot of people venting about Todd Downing, but I think Jack Del Rio will be on the radar. They're going to look at the defense. It's funny, you go from one off season last year where it kind of made sense why the season ended the way it did, because Carr got hurt against the Colts late in the year and they kind of fizzled out. Well, their MVP type player was out. It made sense. This year, I think it's going to be a more difficult off season because what are you attacking? Where are you trying to get better? And I think you could say everywhere. Well, you can't solve everything in one off season. And is it coaching staff? Is it players? Are a lot of people that put it on the coach, that's fine, but then you better be sure that your players are good enough. And I'm not so certain that they are. Give them the best coach, best coordinators. Is that team going to be fine?
Where are they lacking? Why is the offensive line a problem, by the way? And you know what? Marshawn Lynch yesterday was fine.
Yeah, he ran hard, ran like he normally did, look
like,
good.
What you got from Marshawn Lynch yesterday was what you wanted when you signed him.
Yeah.
So where are the problems now? Because it didn't feel like Cooper and Crabtree were a problem last year. Why are they a problem this year?
Yeah.
They went and got Jared Cook to fill the tight end spot,
which was seemed to be an upgrade.
Why does it still feel like a vacancy?
Yeah.
Why is the offensive line underperforming? Why is Derek Carr underperforming? The point I'm trying to make, Jason, is it feels like the talent is there, but for some reason, it's like they got hit with the Monstars. They're not talented anymore.
Yeah.
Or as talented.
And that's what makes you wonder. It's like, so do they evaluate the talent correctly? Did they underperform, or is it just not there? The only thing last night that I think had a little bit of an impact in the game was when Penn left. I mean, Donald Penn got injured, and now it looks like he's going to have surgery, and so he'll be out the rest of the year. He hasn't missed a game. But their line hasn't been as dynamic and special as it was last year, where it was clear to say that either Dallas or them had the best line. Carr's been hit more. They don't run as – I mean, he doesn't have as much time. And that's even something they brought up in the broadcast. They were saying, you know, for a guy that gets rid of the ball so fast and so much, why is he hurried? Why? Mm-hmm. And, like, his stats when he's hurried are really bad compared to when he has time. So they throw underneath a lot. They don't take a lot of deep shots. I don't know. It's just
– I'd also like to put out he's been playing with a back injury.
Wonder if he's not 100%.
And that's not an excuse. It's just – hey, be aware.
Yeah.
He's also playing with the back injury. By the way, we'll get to best and worst of the weekend. We're going to try to move. Mondays always bring a Monday, it's always difficult to fit stuff into 3 hours. And when a team with such high expectations like the Oakland Raiders, fumbled their way out of the postseason yesterday, that's kind of really taken over the conversation. And meanwhile, Jason, on the other side of the Bay, here's a text here. I'm just so pumped. The 49ers are now the best team in the Bay again.
Yeah.
As a season ticket holder, you should have seen the crowd yesterday. They finally introduced the offense. Of course, Jimmy G was introduced last, and the place blew up.
I believe it. He's been really good. And I think – you know, when Gold kicks the game-winning field goal for a team that won their fourth game, for a team that it didn't get them anywhere, it didn't take them to – when they won their first game, they were enjoying themselves. It just looks like a team that is competing, enjoying what they're doing, and they're going to be a team that when the season ends in 2 weeks, they'll go, man, I wish we had about 3 or 4 more weeks to go. Like, the Raiders will be done. They'll be like, okay, regroup, reboot. Niners will be like, man, I wish we're ready to go again.
But, you know – I don't know Kyle Shanahan, but I know coach speak, and I feel like if there's an NFL cameras, microphone in that locker room, you're going to hear Kyle Shanahan say something along the lines, unless something, you know, unless they lose these last two games or whatever it may be, if they can even just get a split or if they just win in week 17, carry this momentum over into next year.
Yep.
Think about how you felt these last 4 weeks or these last 4.5 weeks, and you do your job in the offseason and you get better, and we're going to do our job as a front office staff, and we're going to get you a great group of teammates around you that are going to help us succeed next year.
Yeah.
And I would believe every word. I would believe absolutely every word from him. There is football tonight, and we've got it for you. This is a huge game now all of a sudden.
For one team.
Yeah. I disagree. The Falcons at the Bucks. It's a huge game for the Falcons. But it's also a huge game for Seattle.
It's a huge game
for Dallas. It's a huge game for every Detroit, who won again, by the way. Just don't mind us. They're just sleepwalking their way through the season and could wind up getting into a playoff spot. Again, they need a lot of things to go their way. And one of the things they need to go their way is they need one of those NFC South teams to lose. And it's the Falcons and the Bucks tonight. We have coverage here on Sports 1140, coverage of Monday Night Football beginning at 5:00. Eagles locked up a first-round bye, beat the Giants. I want to touch on that, Jason, real quick before we get into the Sacramento Kings loss to the Toronto Raptors yesterday afternoon. There was a game within a game there with Nick Foles, and if you were on social media, as that started to play out. You know, I was thinking back to our, you know, final predictions as we were getting out of here on Friday. You used the term, okay, Eagles, Giants, your exact words, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch out. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying, watch out.
Yeah.
So that game starts to unfold, and I think the
– what are they up, like 20-6?
I was going to say 20-3, but yeah, 23-26, whatever it was. And you go to Twitter, all the Nick Foles hot take cannons are firing. The Derek Carr comparisons are all over the place. But then he comes back. And he leads that Philadelphia Eagles team to a 34-29 win and a first-round bye in the playoffs. Not just the win, but the way that they won had to do a – it just had to give – Nick Foles and his teammates, that coaching staff and that city, a little bit of boost where you can look at that and go, you know what? Second round of the playoffs, if it's us against Los Angeles, Nick Foles against Jared Goff, okay, I'll take that. If it's our defense against the defense of the New Orleans Saints, if it's our defense against, or if it's our team against the mostly mediocre Atlanta Falcons, and I know there are Falcons fans out there who are going to call us out or call me out for using that word. Let me not say mediocre. The less than spectacular Atlanta Falcons. I think Philadelphia will go into all of those games with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to feel about the Panthers won again. I don't know what to think about Carolina. I can't figure it out. But they keep winning, and they're there. But I think it did them a lot of good.
Yeah,
I think it gave them the way that they won, not just the win, Jason, but the way that they won, I think was huge.
I agree. I think that was important for them because you could see where the negative could have been. The first game without their MVP-type player in Wentz, what did Manning throw for like 4-something? So he gave up a bunch of yards, a bunch of points, but you rallied and then you hung on for the win. So I think that was good for Philadelphia going forward. I'm not sure I'm as big of a believer in Foles from here on out because I think I don't think there's 32 good starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Now you need a backup to help carry you. I think that's where they're ultimately going to fall short. But, hey, they found a way. They beat a Giants team, and we'll see what they do this week. I mean, now they get a Raiders team that doesn't really have much to play for. So we'll see if Philly can keep it going.
You want to do best and let's save best and worst of the weekend. Let's give people some time to, you know, can I give you one of my best real quick,
just sure,
because it ties to football before we get to the Sacramento Kings, that appearance from Ryan Shazier during the game on the big screen. That was awesome.
That was a great moment.
As great as that game was, that moment was as good as anything that was on television yesterday.
Yeah. What's great is for, you know, how many Pittsburgh games seem to be meaningful and big and everybody keeps talking about how loud it was yesterday. Like, it was really incredibly loud. They had their biggest crowd ever. I don't know how you do that. I mean, they've had playoff games there. I guess add a few extra people, standing room, who knows. But everybody talks about how loud it was, and I can only imagine that moment. Living it, being in there, had to be a great moment.
Yeah, so kudos to that Pittsburgh Steelers crowd, and great to see Ryan Shazier there at the stadium. I can only, like, I hope he's doing well.
I do, too.
Part of me was watching that, like, is he about to stand up? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I was watching for. But just, dude, the biggest smile on his face, man, that was awesome. And I don't know in terms of in-game stuff anything that was better than that. We'll have more best and worst of the weekend. You can certainly share yours. Can we just go ahead and, if your worst of the weekend has anything to do with the Raiders, let's eliminate. Let's just find something else.
Okay.
Because I'm sure if we opened up the text line at 44-11-40 to that sentiment, there's going to be a whole lot of fumble out of the end zones.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole lot of crab trees. There's going to be a whole lot of index cards that are coming in as worst of the weekend. Kings are now 9-20. Got beat up by the Toronto Raptors again. Played pretty well in the first quarter.
That great first half.
Played pretty well in the second quarter. In fact, it was 30 points in the first quarter, 33 in the second quarter, and then 30 points in the second half.
Yeah.
They did a lot right, but man, that halftime just killed. Apparently, there was something in the Toronto water there at halftime, or the pH balance wasn't right. I don't know what it was, but it didn't go well there in the second half.
I was so happy to see them start the way they did, because we knew that Fox was out and Zebo was out. So where are they going to get their points? Garrett made some shots. Garrett, I think the stat was...
How bad did he need that?
Oh, my gosh. I think, Damian, the stat was he had 10 points in 8 minutes. The previous 83 minutes, he had 10 points.
Wow.
So he was... I mean, it was good to see that. You know, kind of a little bit of a different starting lineup. Bogdanovich played well. Garrett played well. Had enough guys playing well early. And then we talk about the quarters and the teens, but they had an entire half that way with two of them back-to-back in the second half. And I didn't feel like Toronto was spectacular in the second half. But what was one of the differences, I think Toronto's bench is pretty weak. Mm-hmm. They played well yesterday. And they got separation when the starters were out in a game that was, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 points. When the starters came back in, it was into that double-digit range or not any closer. And then the starters closed it. So it was weird in a game where they had some moments where they really did play well. They also had enough moments where they didn't, and it's too bad. A
couple of things. Since you mentioned the starting lineup, it was Vince Carter, the legend known as Costa Kufis, Willie Garrett, and George Hill. I had football on the television and the game on the iPad, and just to get a different perspective, I listened to the Toronto call.
Okay.
Man. The love that Vince Carter got from the Toronto broadcasters, obviously the Toronto crowd, that was, regardless of what feed you were watching, you could hear it. But the love that he got at the beginning of the game and at the end when Dave Yeager called timeout to pull him out was pretty amazing. But the love that he got from that broadcast crew and the love that city has for Vince Carter is pretty amazing. And it was awesome to hear yesterday. It was cool because the camera stayed on him. I don't know if the local feed here in Sacramento did. I know the Toronto feed did. They stayed on Vince for a while, and he went and fist bumped, shook hands, did all of his stuff with all the Toronto, like, game ops people. And I just, like, dude, that's pretty awesome.
And, you know, for perspective on it, he hasn't played in Toronto in 13 years. It's not like it's been, like, 2 or 3 or 4. It's been a long time. He went to Brooklyn or New Jersey, you know, Dallas, Memphis, and now here to Sacramento. But that was cool. That was one of the better moments, getting the intros to start, and then he did okay. I mean, didn't really stand out one way or the other, but that was a cool moment for him.
The other thing is 28-8. Those were free throw attempts.
Yes.
Toronto versus Sacramento. I don't think I have to tell you which one is which.
Right. And then
28-8.
What was the make differential? I want to say they made 17 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lose by 15, they make 17 more free throws.
Yeah,
that's not a game problem. That's a season long. That we do this every day, basically, with the Kings. They just don't get enough free throw attempts. They haven't, and they don't continue to.
They did a lot, 25 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I think we're looking at that like, hey,
that's a good number.
That's good for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's good for them. 9 steals. That's
fine.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were blocking shots yesterday.
Yeah, there's enough of a winning formula there.
Yeah, all of that stuff looked good, but then you look at the free throw differential, and then they'll just suddenly, for 2 quarters, they couldn't make shots anymore.
Right.
And I wonder how many teams play the Sacramento Kings and just go, you know, if you're at half and you're Dwayne Casey, they're gonna They're not going to be able to sustain this. They haven't done it all year. They're not going to be able to sustain the shooting percentage. Just keep playing the way that you are. They're going to burn themselves out.
Yeah. G-Man talked to C.J. Miles. He was the postgame guest from the Raptors. And he
C.J., it's G-Man. They call me G-Man.
They call me the G-Man. He said, what was the biggest difference? He goes, you know what, Sacramento couldn't miss. I mean, they couldn't miss, and we knew we had to defend a little better, but they just were making everything, which was true. But I always find, like, when you have such a – I think they were shooting 62% at half, which is crazy high. Yeah. But does it have to go to the 30s in the second – you know, let's shoot 48 in the second half. 46, you still can win that game. But it just dropped so dramatically, had second-half turnovers, and there's another L for the Kings.
Yeah, you mentioned the 62% there. Final percentage was – just the shade under 47. So that's
right.
how bad the second half was. But again, there's I hate the game of, well, there's some positives to it, but Garrett was able to shake his slump. That's a positive because you could get a couple more points from the starting lineup, which is good. They were good. It's weird for them to have the number of steals that they did, the number of block shots that they did. They still gave up, you know, what was it, 61 points in the first half?
Yes.
Which isn't a good number. Like,
no.
that's not good. They're in an enigma. They're an enigma wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a dream. What's the movie again? Inception.
Yeah, all of that.
That's what the Kings are, because you try to find positives, and it's like, no, the negatives have far, far outweigh the positives.
Yeah, I would say one good thing from yesterday, it's now been a 3-game sample here of George Hill. He's played well for 3 consecutive games, which he has not done that once for the Kings. So that would be a small one. But, again, just kind of keep working at it. See if you can – still could be a productive trip. You get wins in Philly and Brooklyn. Certainly won't be easy, but got to play better than they did in all of the game in Minnesota and certainly the second half against Toronto.
The play the rookies crowd is pissed today.
I guess so.
Like, they're angry. Like, Frank, yeah. I mean, when you look, George Hill, most minutes, him and Willie. I don't know if Willie counts as a young guy or not. Garrett Temple played 27 minutes. Vince Carter played 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Costa Kufis played 25 minutes. Bogdan was, you know, one of the best players on the floor last night. He played 28. But when you look at Frank Mason, Buddy Hield, Scalabiciere, Justin Jackson, all in the teens.
Yeah.
That portion of the Kings audience is angry today.
I guess so. And De'Aaron's a guy that was out of the mix, so it would have been another rookie that usually starts. Again, I don't have the largest problem with how they're doing this, but I hear it. I get where those that want to play the rookies fall on this, but I don't know if that's the end-all be-all if we're going to see the immediate things that people want to see or assume that they see. It doesn't matter. Let them play. It doesn't matter if they fail. I think the organization feels differently about that.
Well, they're off to Philly.
Yeah.
They got the process.
Go for the sweep.
Yeah. They got the process tomorrow in Philly. Coverage begins 4 o'clock. Jay Ross back. Kings Live at 3:30. That is all tomorrow. Another game on what feels like a never-ending road trip. When are they here? Saturday?
Saturday against the Spurs. Yeah, they'll almost be
halfway. Oh, good. They got the Spurs, the Cavs. Pretty easy schedule coming for the Kings this holiday season.
Now they got the Clippers and Suns in there.
They do have Suns in, Jason. That is a hell of a segue, a hell of a way to mention you are a radio professional that we have tickets to see the Sacramento Kings and the Phoenix Suns December 29th at the Golden 1 Center. And we will be giving those away at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. If you're listening on the app, no worries. We're going to have opportunities for you to win. You know, we know that you're at a slight disadvantage because of the delay when it comes to winning tickets through the phone lines on the app. That's why we've created a contest for people who listen on the app, and we'll have those for you in the second part of this week. If you don't have the KHTK app yet, go to the App Store on whatever your phone is. You can do it on your tablet. You can listen on KHTK.com on your computer while you're at work. Just put your earbuds in. Don't get caught. Don't get in trouble. But download the app. Just search KHDK. If you wouldn't mind, when you download it, just hit the little 5 stars there. We promise it'll be worth it. Just bear with the same 2 commercials that air over and over again. A number of people who text us have those commercials memorized. We promise that inventory will pick up here in 2018 as we're going to do some really special things with that app. So download it and never miss a single second of the lowdown. You can relive all the Raider misery from the first hour if you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot.
Yep.
It was a whole lot. Best of the weekend. I gave you one of my Ryan Shazier. You got another best of the weekend, Jay
Ross? I do. It came back on Friday night. You know, they said the Steelers and the Patriots is going to be the game of the season. It was great. That didn't disappoint. Mm-hmm. But how about the triple overtime thriller between OKC and Philadelphia on Friday night? That was some high-level basketball. Very entertaining. There could be some worst in there with Roberson in late in, I don't know if that was regulation or one of the overtimes. He did eventually hit the game-winning basket, but didn't want any part of some of those other plays. But there was big-time plays being made.
How about Embiid and Westbrook barking at each other?
Yeah, a little talking afterwards.
That was for the Linear Championship.
I know.
The Linear Championship went on to change hands, however.
Yeah, it's away from the Kings. The roadmap's a little bit confusing right now.
Yeah, it's not good. We'll give you an update on where the Linear Championship. Actually, someone tweeted us asking why we call it a Linear Championship instead of a Lineal Championship. A Lineal Championship is something like boxing writers made up to keep track of. Like, lineal means there's like a heritage. Like,
okay.
They're all directly related. Linear, first of all, you guys have done. We completely made this up.
Absolutely.
This is not a thing. Like, this is our, we're like, we made it up to make the season more interesting. Linear, for those who have forgotten in math, it's a straight line.
Okay.
We're just drawing a straight line from one title holder to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. That's why we use linear and not lineal.
And I love that we've got someone that's tweeting us about
we got hockey. Yeah.
And it changed hands, by the way, in the NFL, too.
The New England Patriots.
They got it back.
Are the new. Look at you, Jay Ross. There have only been three?
Patriots to Chiefs to Pittsburgh to Patriots.
Oh, boy.
AFC heavy.
Wow. Yeah, AFC runs the show. We'll come back. We'll have more best and worst of the weekend. What is this? Jason, get your boy.
No.
Yeah, man, we got that next. You know, I can't tell you how shocked I am that a rich man and rich and powerful man in 2017 has appeared to abuse his power and act inappropriately towards women. I mean, I'm floored. I'm stunned by this, Jason.
It's not the first, is it?
It's far from the first.
It's been a tough year for that.
I got to tell you, tough. Yeah, I feel bad
for those guys.
Yeah, yeah. I feel really bad for him.
Jerry Jones did.
For God's sake.
They interviewed him. He was very sincere.
Got to be freaking
kidding
me.
Get your boy.
That is not my boy.
Get your boy.
That is that. Oh, Jerry.
I'm sad.
Oh,
I'm
shut sad. Your stupid
what?
Ass
he's
up.
He's sad.
He's not going to own a team anymore, and he's going to have to go home with his $3 billion and not be
Jerry's,
part of the NFL anymore.
What a freaking joke. What a freaking joke.
I'm sad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very sad.
Oh, very sad. I'm so sad.
Maybe he's thinking like, uh-oh. What do people know about me?
I'm stunned. A rich man abuses, a rich, powerful man abuses. I'm shocked that an 81-year-old white man who signs the checks for multiple black athletes and coaches had something disparaging to say about them. I am floored that he said he would discipline a black player or coach for not doing what he said. I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe this is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm stunned. Who knew this type of stuff took place in America?
I will say from when that story came out to the he's selling the team, that was fast. That was really fast, wasn't it?
I envision. Raj?
Yeah.
This is Jerry? No, sorry, not that Jerry.
Yeah.
The other Jerry? Y'all, you're going to find out some stuff when you do your little investigation. I'm going to save you the trouble and go ahead and I'm going to sell the team.
Yeah. So don't investigate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I am out. So if y'all could just do your boy a solid here, you know, do for me what you did for Robert Kraft and Spygate and I'll step out.
Yeah. Raj is like, okay, can I go back about that jet? Remember the jet? Were you one of those that said no?
I mean, were you one of the ones that said no? You know, in 1 year, the race relations within the NFL have totally crumbled. Like, think of Jerry, both Jerry Richardson, Jerry Jones, Bob McNair. Those are just the ones we know about.
Yeah.
Those are just the ones
Very
that
public,
we know
right?
about.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to find out about this clown if they continue this investigation? Because remember, Donald Sterling, this is like the op. This is, you know what? Nope. I'm out. I don't need this. Yeah. I'm 81. Come on, guys. Over, under, what, 5 more years? I'm out. I can sell the team to who I want to. It's in his will. His estate has to sell the team. It's not like it's getting handed to a son or a grandson mm-hmm. or a granddaughter. None of that. He gets to pick the owner. Now you got your boy, Diddy, Sean Combs, mm-hmm. Puff Daddy, Puffy.
Okay, y'all, this is just in breaking news.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't even have the stomach to play that whole audio. Dude.
What did he say?
First of all, I honestly believe this because he talks about, I'm going to buy the Carolina Panthers and I'm going to bring Colin Kaepernick in to compete for the quarterback position. I don't know this for a fact, but I would be willing to bet that Puff Daddy Diddy has the Panthers confused with the Jaguars. Because you're going to bring Colin Kaepernick in to compete with Cam Newton? No, you're not.
Yeah.
No. Stop. And by the way, the NFL, I don't think Diddy has NFL money. Like, there's money, and then there's NFL money. Like, Sacramento is well aware of the level of billionaire you have to be to have a franchise, a professional sports franchise. And
Diddy's not in that group. Isn't he one of the highest?
He's got to be. I'm certain he's a billionaire.
Okay.
I take that back. I'm not certain he's a billionaire.
I think he is.
Is he? Is he? Because it's Sean John, right? That would is what would make him a billionaire?
I heard that he was.
Maybe Ciroc is his, too.
Oh, you helped him.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Forbes estimated in 2017, so this year, that he has a net worth of $820 million.
Oh, he's not there.
That's not NFL money.
No.
That's so, NFL pocket change.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but he
can
survive. Helpers.
I can survive off $820
million. Yeah.
I'm comfortable in saying that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay. That's not NFL money, man.
Right.
That's you. There has to be a
maybe he's a team. He can get someone else.
Well, him and Colin Kaepernick apparently.
He's got some money.
Colin Kaepernick gave his money away to charity. I don't know how he's getting in.
Yeah,
on
you want
this
to keep him away
group.
From the books if you're trying to invest the team.
I thought Steph was also in on that.
Steph, yep. There's a couple of again. Steph, look, all of this is cute. There's money in comparison to you and I and all of us.
Yeah.
There's money. But then there's NFL money.
Yeah, Mark Davis is in that club.
And then there's inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all very different things. But remember, Jerry.
He's got a bank loan.
Richardson.
Yeah.
That's true. Was it Bank of America?
Yeah, B of A is taking care of the Vegas stadium.
He went to Bank of America. Yeah. My gosh, man. What absurd. Just absurd.
Get your boy.
No, that is absolutely not my boy. But Chris. Why don't you get your boy, the soccer player?
That's definitely not my boy.
No, anything that pertains to soccer, I think, immediately falls
into because most people in soccer are terrible human beings.
Whoa.
Point of fact.
Shots fired.
This idiot dressed in black. First of all, if you don't you can dress up as LeBron. If you're white, you could dress up as LeBron James if you want to.
Uh-huh.
Or Kobe Bryant or Busta Rhymes. You could dress up as Puff Daddy or Cam Newton. You can't paint yourself black. I'm so terribly sorry. If you don't understand why you can't paint yourself black, you are so unaware of this country's history.
And unfortunately, it seems to happen like every couple of years.
It happens on college campuses probably
but it was,
once a semester.
Oh, man. That girl from Dancing with the Stars, Julian Huff, a couple years ago.
Really?
Where she dressed up as one of the actresses from Orange is the New Black, and she got in a bunch of trouble for that.
All of the people on Orange is the New Black, and she had to pick one of the black actresses to, mm-hmm. to mimic?
And there was a big outcry about it, like there should
yes,
be.
You can't do that. Like, if you don't know what the term blackface is, Google it. It's pretty extraordinary. It's amazing. Go watch saw Jay-Z at the Golden 1 Center last night. Go watch the story of OJ video. Watch the video. That's all. There's a pretty nice layout of what blackface was in this country. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't care what is this guy from? He's Spain? Is that where
he's French, but he plays in Spain.
Yeah. Bad look, man.
And Spain doesn't have a good.
And who was he trying to be?
A Harlem Globetrotter.
That's what it was.
Random Harlem Globetrotter.
But he's like, no, guys, it's cool. I love the Globetrotters. Okay. No.
Get your boy, Chris.
Yes.
That's not my boy.
Marvin Lewis is allegedly, apparently, rumor has it, is going to step away from the Bengals.
Did he do that before the game yesterday? What happened to them?
I think the Bengals stepped away from Marvin Lewis yesterday.
Gosh. Compete, right?
Bro.
You can lose to the Vikings. They are better than you. We're all safe to say that. Did you try?
34-7.
And they were
34-7.
You know how they got to 7. I felt badly because that was a great moment in which Bridgewater threw the pick to set them up. But they had, like, at one point, I want to say they had like 30 yards of offense.
Sounds right.
Ugh.
And they it's so terrible.
Yeah.
It's so but Marvin Lewis said, No, man, you guys, what are you talking about? You've been by the way, Jerry, how do you feel about Marvin Lewis?
Okay, y'all, this
No, that's Diddy. Sorry. I wanted to ask Jerry how he felt about Marvin
Lewis. Sad.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
Just so sad.
Oh, Jerry.
Marvin?
The same report you guys have been reporting on all season. It's just nothing changed since August. I've not, you know. So, I mean, it's just the speculation that people keep throwing out there. And, it makes, you know, we're all wasting time talking about
Let's
that.
Do this again. Marvin? Okay.
That's Jerry said.
Clears everything up. 49ers would have win. We'll touch on some of the NFL games that we haven't gotten to. Packers, it looks like they're out. Is Aaron Rodgers going to continue to play? That's next on the Lowdown. I actually got a text here on the text line. Someone's frustrated that I cut off the audio of P. Diddy talking.
Yeah, I wanted to hear him too.
My mistake. I'm sorry, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. This just in breaking news. The North Carolina Panthers. Okay.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
North Carolina Panthers.
All right.
Always referred to as that.
Sorry.
North Carolina Panthers.
He doubled down on it. Got it. All right.
Up for sale. I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. Well, I need to send a message out to everybody in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Great way to win people over right there.
He sort of sounds like when a guy just broke up with his girl and he's had a couple drinks and he's calling her up and he's like, hey, I'm going to change things, okay? I mean,
I promise to be better.
I'm going
to
be better. I just want you to know that. Not just for you, but for me.
Put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition. But also, I will have the best halftime show, best selection of music, and we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
How high do you have to be?
It doesn't matter. I'm in. Oh, you have the best music? Is that what he's selling?
He's bringing Colin Kaepernick in to address the quarterback situation in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
North Carolina.
No.
With the North Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's...
He's actually starting a new team.
He is.
Just in breaking news, the North Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my gosh. Get your boy. Come on, man. Hey, Jerry, how do you feel about all this?
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Jerry.
Putz.
Someone give him a hug.
We got this text. I love that. Where is it? Okay, I can't find it because I'm terrible at this job, so I apologize. It was something about it's amazing that Jerry, the guy who employed Greg Hardy, feel sad for the guy who's abusing women or being inappropriate towards women. And I got what the text meant and then realized, wait a minute, what was Greg Hardy's other team?
The North Carolina Panthers.
Okay, that is how we were referring to them forever now.
Yeah, because we have the North of San Diego Chargers.
We do, yep, that
now
is a fact.
Now it's the North Carolina Panthers.
That is. I like it. I love it. We're going to need to isolate this.
Okay, y'all, this just in breaking news.
Yep.
The North Carolina Panthers.
We're gonna have to isolate Panthers. That, write that. I'm gonna need that. That's gonna be aired forever, along with
I'm sad.
Yep.
I'm very sad. Jerry was just one of them.
Now, what's great is
I'm sad. I'm very sad. Jerry was just one of the really, really, really outstanding men of football.
If I told you Jerry was talking about himself in the third person, would you believe
it? Yes.
It's great as he adds a was in there.
Yeah, he's already out.
If I said Jerry Jones is actually talking about himself in this moment, you'd totally believe it because that's the type of person Jerry Jones is. Putz. He very literally makes me nauseous. For Marty from Philly, his photoshops are too much for me to handle sometimes. 44-11-40, you can jump in here on the text line. Phone line's available for you as well, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We'll get back into the Kings at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Back into some of the – man, a lot of Raider fans are still fuming, man. I did not envision the season. I was really irrationally high on the Raiders this year. And now I look like a dummy.
Well, I mean, hey, look, you weren't the only one. A lot of people thought that this could be – and it should be
a year – it doesn't take much to make me look like a dummy.
No, people thought this should be a year to expand on what was last year, and that's why I'm really – intrigued to see another year. We have to wait another season to see it because I'm trying to figure out if last year was the weird fluky year or if that's really what the team is. Because honestly, I think we can have the debate where Derek Carr is. Like, I don't know where the gap is. We do every season top 10 quarterbacks. I don't know. Going into next season, I think I had trouble putting him in the 10 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, last year, he definitely played like a top 10 quarterback. I mean, he might have won the MVP. Didn't. But now you go, my mind tells me I think he's good. But I feel like I'm trying to justify that.
What does your heart tell you?
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Yes, you are.
I honestly don't know. Because to say, if we're doing the list of people are going to blame the coordinator, people are blaming the receivers. Going into the year, we didn't think they would have a shortage of problem on the receivers or the offensive line or the running game, all the other things. He throws a lot of underneath stuff, a lot of checkdowns. There's not a lot of throws downfield. I'm beginning to wonder how great he is. He's definitely above the middle of the pack, but is he a top five, top 10 quarterback? I don't know.
I know who is. That's Aaron Rodgers. Can I tell you one of the funniest things? Aaron Rodgers returned yesterday to take on the Carolina Panthers. Panthers won. Really fun game, by the way. That was a good one, 31-24. What happened in the two late games with the Raiders and the Steelers, the Patriots, all that, that's going to get – there were some really weird stuff that took place in the Carolina-Green Bay game as well, including the I don't know what to call it, the butt-cheek touchdown. Two cheeks equals a foot or right. 2 feet or something like that. There was that. There was a lot of weird stuff in there. But one of my favorite things, and this was Joe and Troy on the call. My absolute favorite NFL analyst call is when an interception is thrown, and Troy did this, and I think Troy is as good as anyone in the NFL. The first thing guys say is, "Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to wish he had that one back," and it's like, you don't say.
Yeah.
He just threw the ball to the other team. I'd imagine if he had a do-over, he probably wouldn't throw it to the other guys.
I think he was thrilled about that pick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he'd take that on the resume.
Yeah, he's like, I'm fine with that. No, we could do that again. I'd sign up to do that again.
Three touchdowns, three interceptions. They put the game in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was competitive. It was fun. It was a great back and forth. But it looks like the same for the Oakland Raiders. It looks like the Green Bay Packers' playoff hopes are gone. It looks like their season is over. And now the question that Mike McCarthy and that staff will have to address moving forward, and, you know, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to have a say in this either, is if he's going to play the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, to me, honestly, if he was able to play last week, I'd keep playing him, especially if he wants to. I'm not a fan of just shutting guys down just to shut them down, to protect him for next year.
Yeah. Well, you know, assuming he's fully healed.
It's a dangerous sport.
By the way, the Packers get some points for the speed walk.
You like that
speed
one?
Speed walk. I thought it was good because I want to know which one thought, you know what? Let's speed walk.
Yeah.
Let's have a race.
Saturday had Detroit doing the Rockettes. I like that one.
Yeah, that was good too. Yeah. Kings, Raiders, controversy, Steelers, Patriots. We'll touch on all of that as we kick off the third and final hour of the Lowdown next.